Astros and Royals wrapping up their series in Kansas City Thursday. It looked like this could be a special night for Lance McCullers Jr. In the bottom of the third inning, he's got a no-hitter going with one out. Alcides Escobar stands in.
McCullers with a jumping grab on one hop makes the play to first.
Good reaction. Great play.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out.
The pitch. He struck him out. Swinging 3-0, Kane into left center field, and that ball is in there for the first hit of the night for Kansas City. Kane thinking about three, the relay throw by Correa, not in time. 6 1/3, no hit innings comes to a close. On the ground, Altuve dives, can't quite get there, base hit Moustakas. This game's tied at one. Ball driven to center field, pretty well hit. Kane going back, looking up, gone! Two-run home run, Jose Altuve! Astros lead 3-1 in the ninth.
Lance McCullers Jr. ends up going 7 innings, giving up a run on 2 hits, striking out 8 and walking 2. Houston scores 5 runs in the top of the ninth inning to take care of the game. McCullers Jr. almost picking up the no-hitter. The Astros finish off a successful 8-2 road trip with a 6-1 win on Thursday in Kansas City. Here's Astros manager A.J. Hinch.
Yeah, we had a tough night on both sides. I thought both pitchers did a tremendous job of pitching efficiently, pitching quickly, getting early count outs, put away pitches when they needed it. You know, you looked up and you were already in the 6th and 7th and 8th inning. So credit to both pitchers, and then an explosive ninth inning for us. We've seen that out of our group. It starts with a leadoff walk, which probably won't get talked about a ton, but Reddick sets the tone, and Jose hunted a heater after a lot of balls from Herrera. So once that sort of broke the ice, it looked like our offense put together some tremendous at-bats for about, you know, nine in a row or so.
What allowed Lance to be so efficient?
Well, they were swinging early, and I think some of that's a credit to his pitch repertoire. They, you know, they're going to got to watch out for his breaking ball. So when he was going fastball and changeup early, they wanted to swing, which was to his favor when he was locating his pitches. And that's the best part of having, you know, three different ways to get you out, is you can feed off of that aggressiveness, get ahead and get into good counts, and then the put away breaking ball was always there for him. And you know, his strike zone command tonight was better than it has been his last couple outings, even though he's been good.
I think you guys just went through yesterday and the importance of him having a night like that when he put it out to Freeman.
You mean Lance?
Yes.
You know, it was you know, he knew going into the game, a lot of our pitchers were talking about it before, like take the ball and go as deep as you can. Obviously, there weren't a lot of guys down there that were available. So it was important. I think he had a little bit left in his tank. I went conservative and went to Will and Devo at the end. But to get through 7 innings as quickly as he did, as efficiently as he did, you know, he showed that he could step up and protect the bullpen a little bit.
Jose Altuve's 2-run home run in the top of the ninth inning gave the Astros the lead for good in their 6-1 win. Here's Altuve on his big swing.
Really, he's been doing that all season long. Every time he pitches, you know, you have a big chance to win. And I love Lance. He's going to give you everything he has, and, you know, one of my favorite teammates. And, you know.
So can you carry this over to home now and keep this going in Minute Maid where you haven't hit as well?
Yeah, no, I forgot about that. I can hit in the Minute Maid part. And I'm going to hit in the Minute Maid part, you will see.
How tough was Hamilton?
I was real tough. He was, you know, really good. Good fastball. He was hitting his spot. And good slider, good curveball. Plus, he's real tall. I was hitting like this.
Lance McCullers Jr. started for Houston. He was removed after 7 innings, but he flirted with a no-hitter most of the night. McCullers reacts to his Thursday start.
I don't know if I would say the best stuff. I would just say I think, for the most part, the best execution that I've had for most of the year. Mac and I were on the same page. You know, I was trying to keep them off balance, you know, pitch in. They hit a couple balls hard early, actually, that a couple comebackers, go balls to Altuve. But for the most part, kept them off balance, and, you know, I thought that overall was a pretty good night.
Think at all when you go out for the seventh, you know, you haven't given up a hit. Does it start entering your mind at all?
You know, as a pitcher, I know a lot of people say, oh, the jinx or whatnot. I mean, you know, if you don't give up a hit from the very first guy, you're like, I got no hitter going right now. And it stays that way the whole game. And I mean, I thought the 3-0 pitch, I thought came maybe being aggressive there, and you know, it's still a 1-0 game, so I didn't want to, you know, throw a curveball or put him on or anything like that. So I tried to make a good pitch up in the zone. Unfortunately, I just, you know, we got Springer's out there. Yeah, I think normally he may pull that down if he's playing more of a standard positioning, but you know, it happens. I'm glad we got the win. That's the most important thing. Great road trip.
Obviously, important to go deep every game, but given the way the bullpen's been used,
yeah,
how important is it for you to go to the
good? I told AJ pregame, I said, I got 150 in me if you need it. He laughed, and I said, maybe like, you need like 115, and he laughed again. I got 91, so. But yeah, you know, it's good to give those guys a little bit of a break down there. They've been grinding. They've been doing great all year, so get a little bit of rest today. Quick game. Hamilton ball extremely well as well. So we were kind of ping ponging there for a little bit, as quick as the innings were going there for a while. Great W, and get on the flight and get home.
The Astros head home on Friday. They will host the Angels with Brad Peacock on the mound.